connection port in Kampala. Let's look into that.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you for showing up, even though it's late now and everybody wants to sleep just a little bit before the gala dinner, also me. but yeah, we are from GeoGecko. It's a company based in Kampala. We are three at this conference, but we are in total we are 12 with our students. Yeah, it's like when I started 2 years ago, we were five, and now it's growing. So yeah. What we do, we usually say that we are doing geo-intelligence, so we are taking people's data and then we make it useful and understandable. We have very much moved in an open source direction in the latest years, both because we want to reuse what we develop and we don't want to be tied to a license. And we actually see, especially in the humanitarian sector, that there is a more and more focus on open source tool. So I think in the East Africa region, I think we kind of like hit the wave. So that's also why we can see that there is more and more demand on these open source tools. So yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, so GeoGecko open source in the real world. We will talk about how we build the portal, that's the Desire, then you will show the portal, and then we have some questions and discussions. Should I? Okay. So basically you haven't seen the portal now, but basically what we'll be using is Leaflet and D3. Actually, this is another portal, but it's very important to show because it kind of... Did it zoom out again? 2 seconds. Strange. Let's try again. Okay, here we go. Okay. This is not the portal that we are supposed to talk about, but it's an important portal to understand because that's another project we had. And so a lot of the elements that we are using in this portal is actually something that we used in the Kampala city portal. So it's all about filtering data and so on. So what this does is that you can filter on the right. You can see that like you can go into the data and see, okay, I want to see areas where between 76 and 100% is engaged in subsistence farming. And of those, I want to see in how many that owns a radio. So you can like dig into the data and like filter on data. And it's just a functionality that when it's up and running and you have all the data in place and the system and all the JavaScript and so on, then you can reuse it again and again. Yeah. It's actually open source, so and I think it's not well documented, but it's understandable. it's not a messy code, it's clean enough. So you can actually just implement and if you have some polygons, have some data, and then change the names and so on. So it should be easy enough. We will share it on, yeah, it's both in the presentation and we will also share the link afterwards. But yeah. Okay, so Kampala portal.
Hello everyone, I'm Desire from GeoGecko. So this is actually the portal that we're talking about, social protection in Kampala. A bit of background to it. So it was built by GeoGecko for the city authority, Kampala City Authority, paid for by UNICEF. And the aim of this portal is to kind of, because there's a lot of programs and initiatives going on in the district, but how do you keep track on all of this? How do you know what's going on? And recently there's a big push to to aim at adolescent girls and not aim to help protect them. And you need to find out what challenges they're going through and all this. So there's a lack of information to people trying to run these programs. And the challenge was for UNICEF, how do we get this information out there, and how typically, how would people interact with it? How would people use it? How could it help to improve the situation in Kampala? So what GeoGecko suggested is four products. In humanitarian circles, there's a Who Does What Where map and When map. This typically gives information about what kinds of programs are going on, so you don't have a situation where 10 programs are running all in the same sector, yet there's a gap somewhere. So it helps identify gaps. An infrastructure map showing where different facilities are, health centers. So this involved, of course, sourcing data, which, as we all know, is fun. Then within the district of Kampala, the capital city of Uganda, there's parishes. This is a lower administrative unit. So we try and profile each admin unit so that and compare it to district averages for, let's say, how many households are being headed by a teenager. And then we have a story map which has four stories from four different, four different scenarios. So you have like the the more well-to-do. Yeah, I can. So we'll go through all these later. So I think an interesting thing, so I'll start with the 4W actually. So similar to what we just saw with the filterable districts of Uganda, on the right you have some information about all the programs going in, so that's the, and who's doing them, where are they doing them, so these are all parishes within Kampala. On the right, you have a set of filters. You can filter by sector, so education, justice and law, etc. Which parishes are they going on in? Which you can filter by organization and organization type. So if I wanted to see where Agora is working in 9 parishes, in public administration, it's a non-government body, and then I can break down what they're doing and see the durations for these different projects. So it's a way of... So it's self-reporting, so there's one central point of where data is stored and managed, and all this is, and actually it's managed through, I'm not trying to make any changes. So it's all managed through Google Sheets, because what we're trying to build here is a solution where anyone could, you don't have to learn how to code in D3 or Leaflet. You just have to manage. Do you want to?
Yeah, that's fine.
So we don't want a situation where someone has to learn how to code or maintain code. All you have to do is manage a Google Sheet, add entries, remove entries at will. It's easy enough. People are familiar with spreadsheet programs rather than confusing them with callbacks and promises in JavaScript. So the managing body only has to update and maintain a Google Sheet, and that immediately powers the 4W map, which makes it easy to use and, frankly, yeah. It's, data. Yeah. So you just, it's just a Google Sheet. So with this, programs report... their name, which organization is providing this information, hopefully the same as, so if there's a difference between implementing partners and donors, all that's catered for. The table is split into these four columns, who, the where, the when, and the what that they're doing. So where are they doing it? What is it that they're doing, and so on and so forth. So it's a simple solution to get some information out there, and you don't have to learn how to code.
Should I take the next ones? I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I could provide some background. We try to also put in some information up from the census that's carried out about child poverty and all this information that helps make decisions about where to go and all this. Maybe. Do you want to take this one?
Yeah, that was basically the same. You can just take it.
Yeah, so with this, we're showing there's health, education, protection, and water. So this portal shows different infrastructures. For example, if you want to know where all the public toilets are in, well, not all, it's not, well, where the public toilets are or aren't in Kampala, then you can show them on the map with some information about who owns it and all this. But so the bulk of this particular portal was asking for and hopefully getting some data from the city authority about where all these facilities are, rather than them keeping it all in shapefiles in their own system. So it's a way to know and maybe try and, it's just an information map, it's not any kind of analysis, it's basically just points on a map. But for example, you can use it to kind of see, okay, why is there no police post in that particular parish? Maybe there's, and then it's reported that there's a high level of crime in that particular parish. Maybe it's good to invest in that. So it's just a way to see what do we have in terms of infrastructure within the city, in case you're trying to support any, protect any social rights. So that's basically it. It's just to show some information, because not in one central place, so anyone can access it. And then for this, we have the parish information as to how many people have, for example, the last on the list is how many. This is all from a census that was carried out, I think, in 2014.
We are facing the same problem.
Yeah.
They're collecting it. They're spending a lot of time on it, but it only gets out like a few years after, and there's just so much going on. So it's just really annoying that we can only rely on this data. But actually, part of this was also like to show what data can do. So to show to KCCA that and to UNICEF that you can actually get your data out there very easily. That is our hope, that it will also allow them to kind of, it will motivate them to share their data more. So that, I think that was the whole idea of the social protection portal. I think UNICEF wanted to push them in that direction. I will not say that they succeeded completely. We have to be honest about that, because we ran into some problems with the ownership, because UNICEF, they want to give it to KCCA, and KCCA, they really liked it and so on, but someone had to take the ownership, and someone has to update this who does what where map, for example. And it's a whole cooperation between the GIS Union at KCCA and those that are supposed to maintain this. In the best situation, we will have the direct link to their database, but everything is just stuck in shapefiles. So I think that there was a lot of ideas about this portal and how it should be, but the challenges was that we were struggling with the ownership of it, and I think it more and more became a product where people wanted to, like where UNICEF wanted to see what you could use your data for, and that you can actually build it in open source, and they were hoping that then people will further develop it and then use it in other places. So I think that was the plan. So yeah, but there is just a lot of challenges, and you're facing the same challenges, and yeah, everybody in the humanitarian sector is facing that. Just have to run over the last one. So story map, just they were thinking that they wanted to show to the general public what challenges that are going on. So they were making these stories where you could just go to a day of one of a girl's life in Kampala. It's actually built in StoryMap.js. I don't know if you know it. StoryMap.js, and it's a really useful tool if you want to build story maps, because I think most people, when they hear about story maps, they think it's for story maps. Yeah, it's actually it looks like an S3 loading, but it's actually a story map JS, and if you go in there, then it's open source and an MIT license, so powered by JSON, so it's very easy. They actually are, if for non-tech people, they also have an interface, so you can just link it up directly with your Dropbox and so on. It's made by someone called Nightlab, and they're doing some really good stuff that you can, it's not geography that their maps are, but then they also have some timelines and so on. So yeah, don't think we had more. Maybe we can just go back to like the main, like the main site. So plan was, one place to collect all data. Try to force KCCA to understand that data can be used to any, that can actually be used for something, and it can be interactive. I will say that the project is probably still running at UNICEF. Our part is done because, like, we have developed it, we have handed over the code and so on. But I think UNICEF, they are still having this ongoing discussion with KCCA to kind of convince them that this is the way to go. There is no reason that everybody is doing the same in the same parish, which if they can see that there is a need in another parish. So yeah, questions, comments?
Thank you, Desiree and Lars. And are there any questions? Please.
Yeah, thanks. So I have two questions. The first one, so you're using the four W's, but it doesn't usually have a time. So is your dashboard show temporal of the system? That's the first question.
Yeah, a challenge with that is initially we weren't sure that we would get time, like
a date.
Yeah. So that's catered for in the field, but we thought we shouldn't do it now. Maybe in version 2. So for time, where it's available, we just show it in the table, in the summary table, start and end date, and then you can kind of filter based on that. But yeah.
I think it was also because they also wanted to, who have also done something before. It was maybe not who's doing something now, it's also what knowledge is already existing. So if one organization is working in one parish, then maybe you should ask that organization before you go in yourself and see if they have already done the job.
My second question is about the Google Sheet that you use. So people enter and fill in their information, the NGOs, but aren't you afraid that they could change other previous data?
I don't know if you want to take, but yeah, that... You can design your Google Sheet as almost as you want. This is a little bit more complicated. We have used it in other cases where it's basically just like. Do we have the PIM map? Actually, the map. So yeah, we also have some example where it's just like a column. So it's like looking at a CSV file, and that's actually also what is going on behind it. It will take that Google, and then it will like convert it to something usable, and yeah.
So you already identified one of the biggest problems of ownership. It might be an impossible question, but in an ideal world, to make this most impactful, who from the stakeholders should own this and really maintain it?
Yeah, it has to be owned by KCCA themselves in this case. Mm-hmm. I will say that this is open source. People can just take it to whatever project they want. So if they are having a who does what where situation within the organization, then they can also just do that. But someone has to own it. And I think that was a consideration that maybe UNICEF didn't think about was going to be so difficult in the end.
Also to answer your question about the data and also yours a bit about who owns it. True, anyone could add data to this sheet, but the data that actually gets pulled into the portal is much simpler. And easier to for programmatically to use. So it's only the owner of the portal that can edit and this sheet. Anyone could. So the idea was to allow access to this, so anyone could to specific people, and then there's a validation check, and then that's what goes into the sheet. So
we were trying to humanize the data entry a little bit, so people don't have any everybody know Google Sheets. Everybody can use an Excel sheet. So that was the idea, that this is easy, and then we will make the checks to make sure that they can feed into the portal.
Yeah. Follow up question on the maintenance question. So you said it should be the city authority that maintains it. For this part here, for the 4W map, I understand that's quite easy to fill in. What about the other map about the infrastructures, which needs coordinates? Have you foreseen any, let's say, pipeline for that? Just give a second question then. Has there been any discussion about crowdsourcing this kind of, or at least parts of the layers, or having, let's say, the official layers and crowdsourced layers or something like that?
The ideal situation is that all this data gets pulled in from a server or database. As we were building this, I think KCCA was just starting to set one up, and once they start populating it a bit, and it all comes down to who owns the data. Crowdsourcing is fine. It could also be that we take the data from OpenStreetMap if need be, but what we did was we made a push. We went to the city authority and said, give us this data. And then they looked around their flash drives and all this and found some shapefiles to give us. So yeah, it's not the ideal situation, but it's what it is.
Yeah, like it can easily be changed to whatever data source. If they want to use OpenStreetMap, then it's just some scripting and then it's converted to a GeoJSON, and then you will have your updated data. I think for UNICEF, they wanted to force KCCA to realize that they have to share the data if they have to make it useful. So they wanted to take that discussion with them, that they wanted us to go to that GIS department and say that we need this data. And then they will ask us, why do you need it? And then we can show them this, and this is why we need it. And then, like, to get a better understanding of why data sharing is so important.
Good, excellent. Another round of applause. So I just thought you're an excellent audience. The speakers, you keep to the time, you have good questions. Super. I love that.